USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. In the days after the Democratic Party's collapse in the Virginia governor's race, party strategists descended on the Commonwealth to figure out what went wrong and understand just how bad the national outlook might be next year. What they discovered, largely through focus groups and polling, was even worse than expected. The Democratic Party's entire brand was a wreck. Voters couldn't name anything the Democrats had done, except a few who said we passed the infrastructure bill. The center-left group Third Way and its pollsters said in a report, obtained first by Politico, on focus groups they ran in Virginia. Pfizer announced that in the event that a vaccine escape variant emerges, such as the new Omicron variant, a new vaccine could be ready in the next 100 days, Mediaite reported. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden this week said, don't blame him for the painful spike in gasoline prices.
I also want to briefly address one myth about inflated gas prices. They're not due to environmental measures. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania, who serves on the Senate Banking, Budget, and Finance Committees, Toomey told Fox News' Brett Baer, it's unbelievable.
One of the very first things this president did was shut down the Keystone Pipeline, a tremendous source of oil, suspending the ability to drill for oil and gas in places where we have oil and gas.
The UK Health Security Agency published a weekly vaccine surveillance report. From October 25th to November 21st, the vaccinated accounted for 61% of all cases, 66% of all hospitalizations, and 81% of all deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's highest court will take up a controversial abortion law this week.
Abortion will be front and center before the Supreme Court again, as the High Court will hear arguments on Monday that challenge the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. This case, known as Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, is a challenge to what pro-choice activists have called a blatantly unconstitutional abortion ban. Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act prohibits abortions after 15 weeks. The exceptions do include rape and incest. It's been referred to, though, as a direct attack on Roe v. Wade. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A security guard died from wounds he suffered while trying to protect a news crew in California, authorities said Saturday. Kevin Nishida, an ex-police officer who worked as an armed guard for the Star Protection Agency, was helping guard a KRON-TV crew on Wednesday in Oakland when somebody tried to steal the crew's camera equipment. Nishida was shot in the lower abdomen and rushed to the hospital. He died early Saturday, according to the Oakland Police Department. We are devastated by the loss of our security guard and our friend, Jim Rose, KRON-TV's vice president and general manager, said in a statement. This senseless loss of life is due to yet another violent criminal act in the Bay Area. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.